here they come. I could watch the way they walk forever. I must have written 100 terrible poems about the way they look. Oh, I hope I can see the color of their eyes soon. Oh, they're getting closer. I can't wait. I can't look. This has to be it. This has to work. My heart is going to explode if I can't make them mine. There you go. Keep walking. Step towards the pond. Good. Look inside of it. See the treasure at the bottom of the water. They're reaching for it. Oh, it worked!
It worked?
Oh, I have to make sure everything is okay. All right. Okay. Catch your breath. Remember to be calm. You're in control. Your love justifies this. You're not going to cause any harm, so just breathe. You did it. You fell for the trap. They fell for the trap. You fell in love with them. Both people are falling, but it's okay. You have them, and now you're gonna go talk to them. Okay. Whew. Yeah. Look who fell right into my trap. Did you reach for the treasure at the bottom of my enchanted pool? Ooh, that's the oldest trick in the book. And now you're mine and you can't escape. Oh, don't worry. You have plenty of air and solid ground under your feet. You're just stuck in my little pond, like a sweet koi fish. All mine to admire. Why don't you bang your fists fruitlessly against my magical barrier? The sound of your capture would be music to my ears. Oh, yes, that's it. Each hit is confirmation that you're mine, sweet adventurer. I see how wide your eyes are, how your thoughts race with panic. Oh, who is this beautiful illusionist that has trapped you? What does she want with you? Don't worry. I'll explain everything. I'm just going to kneel down at the edge of my trap. I want to drag my fingers along the water and admire you. I've never seen you so close before. Look at you. My name is Vivian. I've been watching you for 3 weeks now. You took care of those thugs in the forest, right? I saw you getting the bounty. It was love at first sight. The way your hair shone in the sunlight, the confidence in your step. I knew with every fiber of my being that you had to be mine. That we were destined to be together. Fortunately, I'm a gifted magic user, and trapping you was easy. Hey, don't panic. I know you don't look panicked, but I don't want you to panic. It's okay. I'm going to make you very happy. I really can't believe this worked. My heart has been aching for you for so long. I just I never thought the universe would let me be happy, you know? Yeah, you get it. I mean, you're an adventurer. I'm sure you've seen your share of the world and know how things usually work out. You're a rogue, right? Those daggers on your hip are really impressive. They look so big. But it's okay. You won't have to use them anymore. This is your retirement. I'm going to take care of you now. Oh, can I know your name? Oh, you'll tell me. Thank you. That's a beautiful name. Since you're feeling so agreeable, will you tell me something else about you? Yeah. Like your favorite color or what you like to eat? Sometimes when I follow you, I see that you go to the cafe in town. What do you order there? I never got close enough to look in your cup. Oh, that sounds really good. I really like hazelnut lattes. The nutmeg on top of the foam is my favorite part. Well, now that you're mine, there will be no more cafes for you. Get used to being trapped. You've been... what was the line? You've been crushed under the weight of my brilliance, you pitiful rogue. Oh no, I'll drain the water and move you somewhere more comfortable soon. I have a really nice cottage just outside of town. I'm sure you'll like it there. I've been getting your room ready for a week now. The enchanted pond and the trap is just for my love confession. I've been practicing it a while. I had to practice because sometimes I get nervous when I talk. But it's all for you. Oh, thank you. I'm not much of an actress, but a good first impression is really important for a relationship. And we're going to be together forever, so I want our first meeting to be really memorable. Oh, yeah. We'll tell our children this story one day, so it has to be dramatic and romantic. What else does a good relationship need? Oh, I read a book about this. I should know what you do to relax. Maybe we have something in common. What do you do to relax? You collect stamps? No, I think that's cool. They're like tiny little pieces of art and culture that have been around the world. Well, you can show me your collection sometime if you earn that kind of freedom. Oh, you poor rogue. I love watching you squirm. When I'm done with you, I'll step on your neck with my big high heels that are in my closet and I totally know how to walk on. Yeah, you're gonna love it. Oh, sorry, what did you say? What do I do to unwind? Oh, I have a koi fish pond. Yeah, that's where I got the idea for the trap. Koi fish need a lot of care. I have an orange one, and he's as big as a loaf of bread. I named him Jim Jim. I know it sounds silly, but I got him when I was just a child. I can't wait to introduce you to him. I've been telling him all about you. Thank you for asking. I knew I fell madly in love with you on the spot for a reason. I can see it now. We'll feed our fish together in the evenings, and we'll open the mail to find new stamps for your collection. Oh, I did it again. Hang on. I mean, if I decide I want that, even though it sounds like heaven, I'm calling the shots here. Wait, you can't escape? You... Oh no, I'll fight you. You're supposed to stay trapped. Damn it, how did you get out? Why aren't you running away? You can't outrun my love, though. I'll chase you down. Oh, you're not going to run away? Even though I'm an evil mastermind who trapped you? I mean, I was pretty evil. I could understand it if you got scared, but I guess you're a very brave rogue. But thank you for not running away. That makes my job a lot easier. Honestly, this trapping thing was really hard. I've been pretty stressed out about it. You thought I did a good job? I almost had you. Stop it. I'm blushing. You're like... this really good rogue. That's such a huge compliment. Thank you. Yeah, I worked really hard on it. As soon as I fell in love with you, I got to work. Hey, since I trapped you and you're not running away, I'm gonna hug you, if that's okay. Yeah, a really big hug. A long one. I've been dreaming about this forever. So you'll come home with me, right? I'll be really good to you. I won't step on your neck or anything. I think that's just what girls are supposed to say when they trap their one true love. Aw, you're so sweet. Let's go home. I can't wait to talk to you more. Why don't I cook you a nice dinner tonight? Yeah, let me take care of you.